Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Spank me with Todd's face.
So, Stormy Daniels is out there on her Make America Horny Again tour.
Oh, is that what she's doing?
Okay. I was not aware America ever became unhorny.
It didn't.
But apparently, at some point it did.
It didn't. All right. Is that what she's doing? So she's hitting the polls? Or
Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday.
Greasing up the polls like it did in Philly yesterday.
Oh, and she also made an appearance in the Women's March in Greensville on Saturday.
Oh, she did. Okay.
So she could do both.
All right.
Just like Dr. Mina did in Vegas.
Yep.
Saturday afternoon, she was at the Women's March. Saturday night, dancing in Vegas.
Right.
And we forget which venue.
I think actually the Vegas March was yesterday. Was Sunday for
some
reason.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So Dr. Mina, I saw Dr. Mina tweet out some stuff. We should have retweeted that, yeah.
Somewhere yesterday, somewhere the day before.
Yeah.
Did she dance last night then?
She'll probably check in this
heading
week.
Back to Philly today?
She'll probably check in this week. Let us know where she danced.
Or did she dance Saturday as well?
I don't know.
Because I wish you would have gotten in touch with us and, you know, mentioned the venue so we could have passed that along.
Club Areola, I think it was called. All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. A little sports later on. Speaking of skin, Mr. Skin going to join the program about an hour or so. Todd's
great.
Vikings lost. The Jags lost. It's a stupid Patriot Eagles Super Bowl.
The doldrums have begun.
Yeah.
Exception of Thursday Night Darts on BBC America.
That is an exception.
Up again?
And this thing called the Olympics that nobody cares about. It'll be on PD's NHL blog, the Olympics.
It's all there.
Break it down one time.
Our syndicator sent us dart boards.
Yeah, they did. They're very nice, yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
Or did I hog it?
No, I got one.
Okay. I have to set it up.
I don't know where it's at. I think it's just sitting down.
And start punching holes in my door.
I know. That's
because they're real darts.
Yeah, they are real darts. I know.
It's nice, a dartboard. That's nice.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah, it is.
But you know, I don't trust a dartboard with a 13-year-old kid around. That's why I haven't hung it up yet. You know, he's eating Tide Pods, throwing darts at each other. You know how kids are.
Yes.
You know how kids are. They're stupid.
Gotten any number of emails of people who have had the, you know,
the Tide Pod discussion.
Every
son turns to him and says, "Don't be stupid." It seems that way.
The Tide Pod talk.
this is off the air. Peter's actually asked his son, who's a freshman in college, and his son says, "Dad, don't be the stupid parent." But you just got to, I understand.
You have to.
Yeah, but why would you tell
an
18-year-old kid?
Yeah, because they're the stupid ones.
They are the more stupid ones. You're right.
The
13-year-old kid knows it might hurt you. The 18-year-old might go, "I'm just stupid."
Yeah.
Right.
Why?
Gronk eats them. Why can't I?
Sure. How bad could it be?
Right. That's true.
Right.
I think the older one is the more stupid one, right?
That might have been
We had another email from a guy that had to tell a sibling, or excuse me, tell one of his kids, don't do the Tide Pod challenge.
Gronk's concussion protocols, they give them a Tide Pod.
And then I saw some people on Facebook saying, "Shut up, stop joking about this. People are dying." Shut up. They made a joke on SNL about it. You know, people are making donuts that look like them. We can laugh. It's sad, though, but, you know, don't
direct your outrage toward them.
Right.
We didn't start this.
No, they weren't yelling at us. They weren't yelling at us. I just saw a Facebook, "Stop all those Tide Pod jokes. People are dying." Well, that's why we're joking about it, so somebody knows you don't eat them. By the way, speaking of Gronk, how do they know he has a concussion? That was the obvious one. I tweeted that out. You know, count to five. Well, I couldn't do that beforehand. You know what I mean? How do they know if Gronk has a concussion?
They've already set a baseline.
With him, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right. And it's a real low line.
Be that as it may. It doesn't matter where it is, there is one.
Is he breathing? Yes. He's fine.
Right. Even even Gronk has a baseline.
Yeah. Yes.
How many episodes of Family Guy were you in?
Michelle Bachmann, birthday today.
All right.
It was on this date in 2008. Actor Heath Ledger was found dead in his apartment in New York City.
Happy birthday!
He started the opioid stuff back then, even.
At the age of 28.
Man, he's only 28. That was all opioids.
Yeah.
And that was...
08?
08.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight? Was he filming that?
Yeah. He got it done. He got it done, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
He's an amazing guy, too.
Yeah, I heard he's great now.
That's been all over the pay cable lately.
And born on this date, however dead now, Michael Hutchins of NXS.
Who's taller?
Well, if you want.
No. Shut up. It's either up play it or don't.
It's up to you.
You have it listed. It's so obvious anymore.
I have it listed.
You see it coming down the pipe.
But we don't have to play it.
Okay. That's not then.
Okay. Good enough.
Screw you.
I'm fine with that.
Stupid games. Doesn't even matter
anymore.
Because
people don't want to know who's taller.
Now they do.
Michael Hutchins or Heath Ledger.
Nah, I don't care. I don't even care.
Probably Heath
Ledger.
I'll
ask you off the air.
No, don't even worry.
Look it up yourself. Okay, play the damn game.
I ain't playing.
It's not fair to the audience to do that.
Really?
Because I am an audience member of certain things, and when I hear people do stuff and then don't do it, it's just as frustrating. So let's play who's taller. Hutchins or Heath Ledger?
Michael Hutchins or Heath Ledger?
Yeah. I think they were both average-sized guys, but I bet you Heath is taller.
I would say
because I think Heath was taller than Jake and Brokeback.
A lot of times those.
I think they're regular-sized dudes,
the
but
rock stars tend to be a little tinier.
Yeah, it's a little tinier.
So I'm going to say Heath Ledger.
Yeah, right. Petey, don't play. Puss.
Don't play.
Heath Ledger.
Brian.
I'm going to go with Hutchins. Didn't he get stretched out a little bit?
Yeah, they don't. Good
before
point.
The news.
They
before
do not.
This
news.
Is not post-mortem.
They don't measure after you hang yourself masturbating.
No.
Although you wish they would.
Not post-mortem who's taller.
Though I like his theory.
I did like his theory.
I like his theory.
Yes, I do.
Michael Hutchins was 5'10".
Uh-oh.
Oh.
We might have lost this.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, 6'1".
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew he was tall and broke back.
And he wouldn't have stretched 3
Yeah,
inches.
You can hang from all the doorknobs you want, but you ain't going 3 inches.
Yeah.
Now, that stuck to the tape, too, and I have no idea what it means.
Right. Prove it.
I don't know why we'd even play it again, but I do like just saying that.
Yeah.
Say that as you walk around.
Unless the head detaches entirely, in which case...
That's not connected.
That
you can't measure
count.
It. Right.
Well, then you lose height.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't count if the head is actually removed from the body.
Good game.
It's really not. I think we all know that.
No. Good call.
I think we all know
I'm
that.
Telling you, I mean, the audience gets frustrated.
Good
we don't go through
playing
it.
The game.
You got to play the damn thing.
Oh, yeah, especially if you bring it up.
Yeah, plus we had that great joke from
Brian.
Got
to follow through.
Right.
So, once again, it did not dawn on me that there was an award show on last night.
Well, I saw it on Twitter when I was just tweeting and looking at my Twitter page during the football games. Yeah, the SAG Awards were on, and I didn't turn over, but I did see some people that won that I liked.
3 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
I got to see that. Todd loves that movie.
Got a couple of wins there.
I would say I love it, but it's certainly worth it.
Yeah, obviously it's winning everything.
Yeah, it's worth looking at.
I saw William H. Macy won for Shameless, which he's great in. I didn't see some. Oh, I saw. Did Veep win?
Yeah, Veep won for something.
Veep is a great show.
2 awards for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
A little Shameless coming up when we talk to Mr. Skin.
Oh, yeah, is there? I haven't checked that.
Have you seen the,
yet.
I assume this is the latest episode.
Yeah, I saw it last night. I watched it last night. So.
Yeah, Emmy Rossum.
Rossum's naked. Also, also naked on that show is, and we just talked to that, Matthew Modine's daughter.
Is
a waitress.
Ruby,
in that.
Is that her name?
Yeah, she's naked all over that. Yeah.
But is Emmy Rossum kind of touch and go? She'll go several episodes without being naked.
She wasn't, but she's starting to get naked again.
That's good.
She's so freaking hot.
That's good for that show.
I'm going out on a limb there, but she's hot.
Kristen Bell featured for the first time as a host.
Oh, she was a host? I like her. She's hot.
Yep. All female group of presenters.
Yeah, she'll never win who's taller, though, Kristen Bell.
She's hot.
She's a tiny little thing.
Oh, you know, it just depends on who you put her up against.
Another spinner.
Right.
Two spinners.
She's like 5'2". She might beat Ariana Grande if you ever match those two up. But you can't now because I spoiled it.
You went through you went through your spinner spank bank, didn't you, right there? That's why. That's how you pulled Ariana right off
well,
your ass.
I've got someone. There is an actress having a birthday today.
Oh, no.
That is shorter. I mean, we're not going to play.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
But that is shorter.
I mean, so
than
short.
5'2".
That it wouldn't make any sense to play who's taller.
Well, I'm.
Whoever you got going up against her.
No. No.
It's a foot taller.
No, it would be Linda Blair.
She's shorter than Kristen Bell?
Yeah, okay. By a couple inches. She's just 5 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never guess that. Should have played that one. I'd have lost.
Well, no, because we didn't have Kristen Bell to come up with in the first place.
Right.
I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't prepared for that one.
No.
I don't get everyone's
height. Jump ahead.
I don't get everyone's
height. No, he has to do some news.
Why do you not know these things, Craig? Come on.
James Franco did show up.
Yeah, I saw he was going to be there.
Aziz Ansari did not.
No, he did not. No.
But James Franco did.
Yeah, Aziz was nominated.
James seems like he's just standing up and saying, look,
I'm a skinhound.
You might not like some of the things I did, but it wasn't horrible.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like James Franco is doing.
I got no problem with that.
People
I'm a skinhound. Chicks want me. I want them, and I just overstepped my bounds. Is that what he's saying?
He's not really saying much.
But
that's what it feels like.
It does
he's doing
feel that way, right? Right.
He's like, look,
if you hide, you think you did something.
Yes. So he was there,
and there are degrees. Bill Maher had a great rap.
Yeah,
about
I was gonna
that.
Say. Did you see his final new rule?
Yeah. What do you mean political? Was basically, you can watch Bill Maher. Well, some of you probably can't ever watch Bill Maher, but the show's great and it's back. And his rant at the end was, there are degrees of being bad. And you can't admit that. It's not all the same.
Well, and
a grab ass is not a rapist.
I'm even having a difficult time consuming all of Bill Maher, just because I'm so politically fatigued.
Well, he just came back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, his last new rules rant was nothing about hammering Trump or hammering the Republicans.
No, it was about the sexual stuff. It was about the sexual stuff.
Yeah, it was about this.
Which was good.
Which I found interesting.
Right.
Well, and he makes an interesting point. You know, if you lose the ability to see degrees of...
Then we're all screwed.
...of bad,
right.
You're just losing the link to thinking altogether.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't paint everything with the same brush.
Yeah, we're not defending the horrible people. We're just saying there's degrees of, being inappropriate. You shouldn't say stuff to somebody in the hallway as opposed to you shouldn't whip out your junk and rape somebody. And that did not stick to the tape.
Well, you said you shouldn't.
No, I didn't say you shouldn't.
You said you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
And you shouldn't.
And we are in complete agreement with you.
You shouldn't do neither, right.
No, I know that, but still there are degrees.
Smacking someone on the ass is different than assaulting someone.
Damn right. Smack me with Todd's face.
Both are wrong, but...
No, Todd's face ain't bad.
One is worse than the other.
Right. It's a great rap if you get a chance to check out Bill Maher's rap about...
just his new
the
rules.
Degrees, yeah, the degrees of it.
You don't have to hear any of his other commentary that might get you upset.
Yeah.
Just relax. You might be able to consume him better, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did say you've been having trouble consuming all of Bill Maher.
So, Bill. Unlike Romo and Brady yesterday? Shut up.
Here we go.
And see,
here
I
we
saw
go.
Thank
our,
you.
Our, here
our,
we go.
Our Patriot buddy on Twitter, he was bitching that Romo was against the Patriots.
That guy is so out of touch.
Out
of touch.
I think he must have been doing it right. If some people thought he was... So Tom and Tom, and some people thought he was hating
the
Patriots.
No. He was not. He was so Tom and Tom.
Romo does a good job, and he's a quarterback, and I can see him.
But he's also a star banger. Yeah. Romo's a star banger.
Yeah, but I can see him admiring what Tom Brady
That's exactly,
off.
Yeah, no. He was,
and he had every right to.
And he was sucking up too much, though.
8 Super Bowls,
he was
16
sucking
years,
up too much.
Probably.
That's sucking up too much.
Yeah, and that's the first time Tony had ever been involved in a conference championship game.
Right.
So, he was a little excited.
He's so tommed. That's true. He's so tommed.
Yes, he was a little excitable, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, and it's his
first... Tom.
Here we go.
It's his first season in the booth. You know, he's not broken. He's not jaded yet.
I don't hate him. I'm just telling you, he was so Tom. I actually like him in the booth. He was just too much Tom.
Fourth quarter, here we go.
That was it. You don't do
fourth
that.
Fourth and one, here we go.
You don't. Yeah, that's lame.
This is the play.
You're right.
We go.
Yep.
Well, somebody needs to be coaching him then.
Well, I think he got.
He'll grow into it.
I think he bought into everybody loving him, and now he's just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think he's ridiculous now. Kind of, he went, okay, everybody loves me. I'm just going to do this now.
Yeah. Well, he'll take a little criticism today, believe me.
Oh, he will. Oh, yeah.
You're at an 8, Tony. We need about a 5 or a 6. Bring it down a couple minutes.
I thought it was even worse on the podium. Jim Nance, who probably golfs with Tom Brady all the time, is just up there looking at him like, oh, my God, this is going to be a great picture for my den.
I flipped over to watch pregame of the other game.
I just wanted
just to get out of it. You know?
Just wanted to hear Jim Nance just say hello, friends, and like whisper and tell me that the Masters was
so
here.
Tom.
Yeah. Actually, that'll be so Tiger. So Tiger.
I should have watched a little Viking pregame while they were still in it.
Yeah. All right. What else going on, Craig? Before we get to the sports at the top of the hour,
right?
Mr. Skin later on too.
Out of Maine. Jackman, Maine, the town manager there, Tom Kaczynski, is what we're going to go with, says he's not a racist.
That means he is.
Yeah.
Really.
Generally.
If you have to announce that and you have a job somewhere, you are a racist.
If you have to announce that.
Tom Kaczynski says he's not a racist.
Did he say he was the least racist person he knows?
No, it's
somebody
else.
He did not.
Okay, he didn't go that far.
He did not give a degree.
Oh, no, you know. Everybody knows, right.
He did not give a degree of racism.
All right.
He just says that he is not a racist and he has no plans to quit his job. He's the town manager of this town of 862 people near the Canadian border.
What do you do?
Maine.
What do you say?
And the town bills itself as a tourist-friendly region on its website. Mr. Kaczynski was hired in June, started posting his ideas on his website in November, and has regularly posted anti-Islamic and anti-feminist comments on a social networking service that is associated with the far right.
So he is a racist.
Well, he just hates Muslims.
He says he's not a racist.
That's a racist.
A racist.
Muslims are brown in general.
And a sexist.
Mm-hmm. He said living in northern Maine, where most people are white, allows him to, quote, experience the joys of living in a monoculture, end quote.
You got to be afraid of other races and
he
colors.
He says he opposes Islam because it's not compatible with Western culture. On this website, he wrote, "For the people of New England, our folk are white people of European ancestry and ideas, emphasizing the value of work, communing with nature, and a society based upon order."
Oh, did I just do a racism?
Yeah, you did.
No, he didn't. No, just ask him.
He's a racist.
He says that he believes to the extent we voluntarily separate, the happier every group will be as they regain self-determination.
Oh, so you are just defining the word racism. And he's saying he's not a racist.
He says he's not a racist. And I say you'd be a fool to think so.
Except he goes on to Webster's Dictionary to describe racism.
To be a racist. But he's not one.
I love people. I hate people.
He's not
I
one.
Hate people so much.
He attacked feminists on the social media.
Well, what's up with them?
He said, "It's no accident unattractive women make up the vast majority of feminists. Their issue is less with the roles men and women play and more with resentment about the lack of attention they draw from men
due to
these attributes."
First of all, that's a lie. There's a lot of really hot feminists.
There are.
I mean, every chick in Hollywood's a feminist, and most of them are completely hot. So, first of all, that's just what I see on TV. I'm talking about every walk of life.
This guy's just ignorant.
He plans to
fight
for his right to free speech, and he does not intend to resign. He created a crowdfund on this other website that lacks hate speech restrictions that other websites have. He started a crowdfund there. He says funds given to this project will serve to sustain Tom during any legal fight about the effort to lose his job.
So, Tom.
Due to expressing free speech in support of Western civilization, white identity, and against Islam.
So he totally... I thought this would be more a little nuanced, Craig. No, I didn't. But it's not nuanced at all. The
Tom
guy
Kaczynski
describes racism.
Says he's not a racist.
But yeah. then he goes on to describe racism, as we all know it means.
In about a four-paragraph speech.
All right.
He is glad.
I have to laugh because nothing matters anymore.
Right.
Nothing matters
Happy
anymore.
Happy to live in a culture where our college teams are only good at baseball and hockey.
Hey, Puss. You want to get out of jury duty when you get there in about 10 minutes? Do that speech.
Oh, yeah. That probably helped.
Do that speech.
Yeah, I'll give you the story. You can take it.
Yeah, write that down
the
for
way.
Me.
Read it out loud.
That down for
what
me.
Are your thoughts, Mr. Puss? Because that's what they'll say. They'll call you Mr. Puss there.
Of course.
Well, he actually may get a round of applause from the jury of his peers.
Yeah, but he might, the lawyers might kick him off.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he still has a pretty good chance, even if he read that.
But lawyers are on both sides of some issues, Todd. So
and again,
they're gonna the right side will say.
Yeah, but
on
not,
the way to court right now, take the plea deal.
Yeah. I am saying,
take the plea deal.
That speech alone,
Mr. Puss,
doesn't necessarily mean you get kicked off of jury duty.
I think it does. It does. When you say I'm not racist, and then you describe racism out of the dictionary, except I feel this way.
I'm not a racist, but I just hate other people of other colors.
I hate everyone.
See, the way that would work best is if there was another person of color, you know, either a lawyer or...
No, he's getting kicked off the jury for that.
Somebody.
He's getting kicked off the jury for that.
Somebody involved that has of a different color.
Good luck with that.
Not of the monoculture in which we live.
Brian's going to be in for Puss here. A little sports coming up, and also Mr. Skin later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.